Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Afrita Love Show, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host for tonight, Dr. Afrita Love, Coach Love, Afrita Love. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I'm so excited and delighted that each and every one of you have joined the show on tonight. I want to thank all of my family and my friends and all of the new connections and all of the individuals who are extremely excited about this particular radio show that is nationwide. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I am going to begin by reading Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. And it reads, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto the God of gods, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endureth forever. To him alone doeth great wonders, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that stretched out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that made great lights, for his mercy endureth forever. The sun to rule by day, for his mercy endureth forever. The morning stars to rule by night, for his mercy endureth forever." I have read to you Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. Let us pray. Dear Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for blessing us as we were able to wake up with a reasonable portion of our health and strength. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for everything that you blessed us to receive, those things that you're going to do, and the things that, Lord, you have in store for us. We ask that you continue to capitalize on our minds and our hearts and help us to be more like you. Help us to love like you. Help us to walk like you. Help us to talk like you. Help us to have the patience like you. Help us to do your will. We thank you for the accomplishments. We thank you for the achievements. We thank you for everything that you blessed us with and the things you're going to bless us with. We congratulate each and every person, Lord Jesus, who you bestowed your honor and your awards and your accolades on. We ask that you continue to bless each and every person around this country. Bless each and every teacher. Bless each and every student. Bless each and every administrator. Bless each and every parent. Just bless each and every person. We ask with this particular unit, every person on the sound of my voice, be at peace and be at rest. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for helping us to continue to climb the mountain. We thank you, Lord, for blessing us to reach the stars. We thank you, Lord, for helping us to understand and connect with people who have our best interests in mind. We thank you, Lord, for the closed doors. We thank you for the open doors. We thank you for the opportunities. We thank you for the road that I see ahead. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the goals. We thank you for the books that have already been written. We thank you for the people who've already bought the books. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for the message that is spread. We thank you, Lord, for the connections. We thank you for the people who we didn't get to meet, but now we've met them. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for every opportunity. And we ask, would you put people in our paths, Lord, who are about your business. Thank you, Lord, for the minuses, and we thank you for the pluses in our lives. We thank you for the victories, Lord, and then we thank you, Heavenly Father, for those things that we walked away from. We ask, Lord Jesus, would you just continue to shower down on us, Lord. We know that you are God, and besides you, there is none other. We know, Lord, that you have our best interest in mind, and we ask that you continue to bless our feet to walk in your direction. We ask for your patience. We ask for your understanding. We ask for your knowledge. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for the new idea. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the old idea that will become the new. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the additions. We thank you for the subtractions. We thank you for each and everything that you're doing in our lives, Lord. And, Lord, we ask, would this be a day of thanksgiving where we rejoice and we be glad in it. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for the word. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for the winds. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for those things that are seen and unseen. We ask that you continue to help us, continue to bless us, continue to restore in us, renewing us, the right mind, the right spirit, the right direction. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. And I'm so excited and delighted that each and every one of you have decided to join. We have people from Africa, the motherland. We have people from the United States of America. We have people from Britain, France. I mean, we have people just all over the country who's listening to the Afrita Love Show because they know that there is going to be a word or a prayer or something that's said or done that will magnify who God is and let us know that there is hope, let us know that there is peace. And I pray that each and every one of you open the doors to newness, those things that are of your best interest, and close the doors to foolishness. And I ask that you continue to walk in the greatness and the power and the anointing of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Without further ado, I want to go ahead. Today is Monday, of course, and it is the what? It is the 4th, right? So therefore, we're going to focus on our needs and wants. And I tell you what, while you retrieve your paper and pencil and pen or whatever, God has been good. There are some things that I didn't expect that God gave anyway. And I thank God for each and every day. I thank God for each and every blessing. And God is just bringing more blessings upon blessings. And this is what I want to tell you before we start, because the Lord revealed this to me. You have to remain focused. God says that those things that are not like him, those things that try to hinder you, those people, he said, you got to shut the door on them. You know, he reminded me of a story. I used to watch National Geographic. I used to watch different shows that dealt with, National Geographic or animals. And my favorite show that I used to watch was Lassie. And so Lassie would be out. Lassie's a dog. A collie. Lassie would be out in the wilderness, and so a pack of wolves would chase Lassie, right? And so Lassie would run home and scratch on the door, and just as the wolves were coming, the door would slam in their face. And it does not mean physically slam a door in someone's face, but it means that you have to forget those things that are behind you and press forward towards the mark of the highest calling. That's where you're going to get to your victory. That's where you're going to get to your win. And so it's very important that as we go through this process, and that's why we kick off Mondays with our needs and wants, as we go through this process, that you understand that there are some things in your life that you're going to have to subtract and some things you're going to have to add. And then we have some needs and wants. And those are those things that, you know, God's grace gives unto us, right? And so therefore, we shall understand, and we shall know that God is good. All right? So, here we go. What I'm going to do is I want you to go ahead. Let me see here. Go ahead and get out a sheet of paper, and you have time. I'm going to give you time to do that. Go ahead and get out a sheet of paper. And I want you to draw 4 quadrants. That means I want you to draw a horizontal and vertical line. It's like a railroad track. It's like intersecting lines. For those of you who are in math, those lines have to touch. So up and down and then to the side. And I want you to draw one. I say draw one, just put a one. Number one on the left quadrant. Number two right across the street. Come down from one. I want you to put a 3, and then across from 3, I want you to put a 4. Number 1 will be needs. Number 2 will be wants. Number 3 will be the adds. And number 4 will be subtract. Okay? Now, we're going to have to add some things and subtract some things. Now, here's the deal. When you subtract something, okay, you're going to have to leave it as a subtraction. You cannot add it back, right? Because that's just like when you are carrying a load, right, and you dump the load or you dump trash. Why would you go back to the trash can and pick up the trash again and take it back? You don't do that, right? Once you empty the trash can, remains trash. So once you subtract whatever it is, you know, it could be like cookies. It could be candy. It could be anything. Once you subtract it, you don't go back and pick it up. It's gone. And so you have to make up in your mind that it's gone, whatever it is. Now, when you add, these are things we want to keep. And I say things, but these are people we want to keep. Okay? I want you to think about, because many of you are in business, and I have some very well-known people on here. I want you to think about an organization, but I want you to think of the organization as your life, okay? And because of that, you want to have a winning team. That means that your life, you want people in your life who really want to see you succeed, not people who put on masks and pretend, right? You don't want that. But I want you to think about your life, and I want you to think about the people who want you to succeed, and I want you to keep them as an ad. Now, here's the unfortunate part about it, right? You have to subtract things and some people. If you know, right, that someone does not have the best interest of you or your children in mind, you're going to have to subtract them from your list. That's probably the hardest part of this activity, but you're the only person who knows this, you and God. It's the only person that knows that you subtracted these things or these people, okay? God is the only one to know that you added. He's the only one that knows your needs, the only one that knows your wants. So be honest, okay? You're not going to have to turn this in. You're not going to have to call in to the show and say, hey, you know, these are my wants and needs, and these are the things I've subtracted, and these are the things I added. You're not going to have to do that. This is a personal thing, and we all have different experiences. Like, there is a particular unspoken thing that I will not serve. There is just unspoken. I will not serve, period, just because I don't believe in the philosophy. Okay? So you're going to have to be honest, tell God your needs, be honest, tell God your wants, adds and subtracts, all right? And we're going to have about 6 minutes to do this, and I want you to focus, really focus, all right? And you have to really believe that God is going to give me my needs. God is going to give me my wants. God is going to add in my life. God is going to subtract. And when God begins to add and subtract, you will feel much better. You notice that I said God, and if you don't believe in God, that's between you and whomever you believe in. But for those of you who believe in God, when God begins, not you, right, when you begin to allow God to add and subtract in your life, you will feel much better, and it won't feel like you have the weight of the world on your shoulder. There are some decisions in life that you have that you didn't make those decisions. You know, it could be organizations. It could be the church you attend. It could just be different things. And there are some things that you had no control over with your life. And if that's the case, then you have to think ahead and say, okay, what am I going to do different, right? Because this doesn't fit the mold of what you want or what you need in your life or what you want to add in your life, okay? So you have to think ahead as well as think in the present. And so we're going to go our needs, wants, adds, and subtract. Once again, our needs are those things that we need, you know. We talked about Maslow. Right? You need water. But here I want you to focus on things that you need to be successful, things that you need in your life, okay? Your wants. These are things, luxury, you know. My wants is for my birthday, I want to go to Vegas. That's a want, right? I don't need to go to Vegas, right? I want to, and I am, okay? Now, ads. There are some people in my life that I would not trade them for the world. I'm going to tell y'all a secret, okay? And I want you to think about this when we're going over this particular strategy. I am very competitive, and I used to be a coach, okay? Everybody know that. We all family on here. We have some friends, and I'm just being honest with you. I used to be a coach, and I like to create winning teams. I really do. I like to create. That's my niche. That's what I like to do. I like to be on winning teams. I like to create winning teams. And that goes for sports, that goes for life, and I want you to think about your winning team, you know. What is your winning team? Who's on your winning team? I tell you what, first of all, it's God, my mom, and I would say my father as well, and I would just go down the list, okay? Now, people don't believe, you know, they don't believe in angels, people don't believe, and that's fine, that's you, I do. I believe in angels. I believe in great people. You know, there's been situations, like, I'm like, wow. You know, just, I'm wowed with it. So if you don't believe in that, that's fine. That's your prerogative. Once again, this is your outlook on your life. But I like to create winning teams. I would rather have a small number of winners than a huge amount of individuals
who do not care about winning or who are not focused on winning, you know. And so it's not about the number. You can put 100 people on this page, but if only 4 or 5 are making a difference in your life, then you're just putting people, right? You're just putting warm bodies. So, Tibbity, I want you to find those people, associate yourself with those people who want you to win, all right? I'm very, like I said, I don't compete against people, but when I'm, you know, as a coach, you know, if you're on the team, I'm going to make sure that you're a winner, period. You know, and so I just, that's just the nature in me. That's just the beast in me, you know. As far as life is concerned, as far as organization, you know, when I put on plays, I'm bringing the top, the best. I mean, we have practiced. We have, I mean, everything is crisp. When I get on stage to perform, I want it to be correct, crisp. So with that being said, I want you to think about the people who have your best interest. Now, we talk about subtraction. This doesn't necessarily mean that anyone's a loser or that things aren't like you want it to be. It just means that it's not, it doesn't fit with what you have going on. It's kind of like, you know, I went and I bought a pair of pants and the pants were too small. So, of course, you know, it just didn't fit. It just wasn't right for me. And so I had to take them back. And that means that I need to work out a little bit more, too. So that means I need to try hard to work out a little bit more. Simple as that. Some things just don't fit. And those things that just don't fit, you have to get it out your life. Okay? So think of the winning mentality. Think of who you want on your team or life. Okay? My mom will always be, besides God, the first person on my team. Always. Always. That is my number one fan. That is my number one cheerleader. When I go run and things, my parents come with me, you know, and so they're my, they will always be on my ads list. My parents will always be on my ads list. Okay? So you have to figure out, you know, you can put 100 people, but how many of them really genuinely want to see you win? That's the question. I'm not talking about masking, tending. I'm talking about really 100% I'm with you. And I have those type people, 100% I'm with you, period. Whatever comes, whatever goes, I'm with you. Those are the type people that's on my team. And that's true. And they know, and I'm pretty sure, and matter of fact, they're online, most of them, they'll tell you the same thing. I need love in my life. And what they mean by that is we look out for each other. We take care of each other. We don't do anything that's going to harm each other. We don't do anything. There's no money in the world that could ever, ever turn me against these people. You can give me $1 million. And I'm still with them, period. That's how we are. So I want you to think about it. I've already started the music. Because I can go on and on. But, yeah. 2 thumbs up. There they are. I'll bet they are. Okay. So, go ahead and get started. And then I'll stop us around 6 minutes. All right. So I know that you had time to reflect on some of your needs and wants and also your adds and subtractions. And so I want you to really understand that those particular aspects are important to your life. It helps to reduce your stress level when you start subtracting all those things that causes you any type of worry or doesn't have your best interest. And you have to learn how to subtract those. You cannot hoard things in your life that is not conducive to the vision or to the mission of where you're trying to go or where you're going. And so that's why it's very important that every time we reflect on Mondays that you continuously remove those things that easily beset you, that keep you up at night, because I sleep very well at night, because I've been subtracting some things. And so when we subtract some things, we can add other things. We don't want to live a cluttered life where we continuously have those toxic things in our life, toxic environment, toxic people, toxic foods, toxic, I mean, just you name it, is toxic. You're going to have to get rid of it, and that's what I'm helping you do, break down those things. It's like a digestive system, breaking down those things that easily beset you, that easily try to destroy your life, break it down and remove it. And once you remove it, do not go back to it. I don't care how dear it was or it is to you. Some things that you feel that are dear and near to you, you're going to have to subtract it from your life. That means that you're going to have to add other things in your life. When you subtract something, add something to your life. You want to add value. You don't want extra weight, right? So we think about our needs, we think about our wants, we think about our asks, and we think about our subtractions. And it's very important that we take this particular activity, I'm going to play a little background music, that we take it serious, because this is our lives. And I told you, I am all about a winning team. I am. That's what I'm about. That's what my life's about. It always has been. You know, when I was in school, I wanted to make A's. I wanted to be in the top 10. I was, thank God. You know, then I attended Baylor. I did okay. You know, I did pretty good. But it's the fact of wanting to win. And it's not that you're competing. I always compete against myself because I feel like each and every day I could be better than I was the day before. When I go out to run, I run my race. Yeah, you know, I think about the people around me. I'm saying, I wonder what time they run. But they're not my competition when I run. I'm running against Alfreda. I'm trying to beat Alfreda's time that she ran the last time. I am my own competition. And so I want you to think about your life like that. If you were given all of the people in the world and you were told, I want you to pick, you can pick all the people in the world who add value to your life, who you know really loves you, who you know that's really down for you, who you know that's going to be there, who would it be? And it was easy for me to pick. It was very easy because I'm looking at some of them right now. No matter what, we're in each other's corner, no matter what. And that's how it is. And, you know, like I said, my parents will always be on my addition, always. There's no ifs, ands, buts about it, always. And so I want you to think about that. You're going to have to subtract. I know it's hard. You know, I was just texting with someone, and they told me, they said, it's hard to subtract. It may be hard. But as we go through this process, it's going to be real easy. You know, it's like we're a team. And God is showing me this. I want to explain this to you. God said, I had 12 disciples. He said, and I knew each one of those 12 disciples. He said, I was teaching them. I was close to them. He said, but they were betraying me. He said, and I called them out, and I said, I know you betraying me. I called out all of my disciples, he said, but I was still teaching them. God is totally different from us. God is more stronger than us. God can put up with more than we can. And so God said, when you have those things you cannot bear, you're going to have to subtract it out of your life because you're not God. Right? You're going to have to pray to God. And subtraction doesn't mean that you treat somebody bad. It doesn't mean that you, you know, badmouth someone. It means that you, our season is up. It's just like life. When your time is up, you got to go. Your season is up. You know, we're past this. We're not on the same team. We don't play on the same team. right? And because we don't play on the same team, it doesn't mean that I'm subtracting you because we're not on the same team. It's just that we have different visions, right? I want the best for me, and you seem to want something else. And you have to get into those type conversations, you know? And so subtraction, like I said, that's probably the hardest part, but it's the relevant, most relevant. This reduces high blood pressure. It reduces headaches. It reduces nights. It reduces confusion. It reduces a lot of things. I could go on and on. Because as you learn to go through this activity and genuinely put down in writing those things that you need, those things that you want, those people that you want in your life, those people or things that you need to subtract, then God begins to do some miraculous things in your life. You will see that you will accomplish way more because your mind is at ease. You don't have to worry about, well, this was my teammate, what I mean by that teammate in life. This was my teammate, and I know that they're betraying me. You don't have to worry about that. Why? Because you subtracted them, and now somebody else came in. Somebody takes me as like a date. It's just, you know, and I'm going to be real with you. It's like, you know, I'm speaking in terms of, like, if you were dating. You know, I really just, you know, I like your wits. I like your smarts. But then as the time went on, we just differ. And it's okay to be different. But we have different missions. We have different goals. You know, and so if anyone is pulling you down or not wanting to do what it takes to maintain a healthy relationship, positive relationship, it's time to go. That's just how it is. Okay? So as you go through that, it'll get easier. Because when I first started this show in 2006, right, I got to this activity because God gave me this vision, and I said, wow. I said, I don't want to subtract. I don't want to subtract candy out of my life. I don't want to subtract cookies out of my life. I don't want to subtract, you know, this out of my life. God said, the only way you're going to get something new is if you subtract. And so as I go through this activity, I've been going through this activity for years, and it's easier and easier to do. And I'm telling you, it's good for your health, it's good for your sleep, it's good for exactly everything. When I go to sleep, when God blesses me to go to sleep, I don't have nothing on my mind but sleep. I may dream, you know, I have dreams and I'm like, man, how did that happen? But I'm not losing sleep. When I go to the doctor, I expect my blood pressure to be normal. And thank God it is. Because I'm not going to be stressed out. Right? And so all of these things on this sheet, if you don't get anything else out of this, you have to learn to subtract. And it is hard. Like I said, it's easier for me because I've been doing it for so long. But it is hard to do. You've got to close the door. There's a start and there's an end time. And you got to say, it's time, the door. And once you shut that door, you can't be tiddly-tallying back and forth. You got to shut it. You got to leave it closed. Somebody say, well, that's the, I'm so in love with whomever, right, to my relationships. Well, there's other loves out there. You just said, you just wrote here that the thrill is gone, basically, that we're two different people, and what I want in my life and what you see is two different things. I don't want to go in that direction. I don't want to go in that path. So it's time to close the chapter. It doesn't mean that you don't have feelings or you don't reverence someone. It just means that we're just different. We're not on the same team anymore. And it's okay to not be on the same team. It's okay. Right? It's okay to be on different teams. There is nothing, absolutely nothing wrong with being on different teams. You just can't be on my team. And I don't want to be on your team. That's just how it is. We talk about life, okay? We're talking about life. And you have, besides God, you have control over who you allow to influence your life. You have control over that. Nobody but you. So you can't blame people. I want to write write this book, but I never did because I couldn't focus. Okay, that's your fault. What do you need to subtract out of your life? You spend all of your time worried about what other people are doing. What are you doing? Who do you have on your team? That's the first thing I ask people in workshops. We talk about life. We talk about relationships. We talk about life. We talk about adding, subtracting. I say, whose fault is that? I'm not happy. Whose fault is that? You have complete control over your life as far as who you allow to influence your life, who you allow to worry you, who you allow to raise your blood pressure. You are in charge. And because of that, when you think about all of the needs and you think about all of the wants and you think about all of the ads and you think about all of the stress, you are the only individual who is in charge of those particular elements that are connected within your life. And so we talk about that. What are the needs? We always, for those of you who believe in God, we always need God. Okay? For our wants, we always want a vacation. We always want a break. We always want to feel safe. We always want to feel loved. How are you going to feel loved? Because you're going to put the right people on your team. Right? It could be 2 people. It could be 200 people. It could be 2,000 people. It could be 2 million people. But you make sure that they're in your corner. Then we have to subtract. It could be 2 people. It could be 200 people. It could be 2,000 people. It could be 2 million people. You have to do that. And when you close the door, you cannot go back. You have to close the door and leave it closed. That's it. Period. And that's what this exercise is about. It's about producing a healthy life. And it's about putting those people in your circle. You have control over your life. Besides God, God is number one. You pray to God, God, send me people who have my best interests, and you keep those people, right? And those people who don't, you subtract them. It doesn't mean that you don't have to, you know, this world, the way we live in different, how our different organizations are formed, you have to sometimes. You have to. You just have to. But in your life, you don't. You can select who you want in your life. And there is no reason for anybody to be stressed. There is no reason for anyone to be all uptight and mad and don't like life and all that, especially when you have a right to say who gets to be in your life. You have that opportunity. Okay? So I'm going to let this play for about 2 seconds while I get the other phone, but I want you to think about that. All right, so I had to switch because my studio phone was in need to be charged. But I want you to think about that. You know, I get those questions all the time when we talk about adding and subtracting. You have to have the right people. And like I said, I do. I love to win. And I love to be on winning teams. I love results. And I love order. And I'm going to select those individuals who are going somewhere, doing something, and have my best interest. And I want them to select the same. I'm on many different people's teams because I want them to win. And if you're on a team or you have somebody on your team who don't want to see you win, you have the wrong people on your team. I was just engaged in a project, and one of the main core themes was to make sure you have the right people on the bus. Make sure you have the right people in your organization. Why? So that your organization can be a well-run machine. If you don't have the right people in your life, your life is going to be in shambles. You have to date the right person. You have to marry the right person. You have to be associated with the right people, right? It's just how it is. And how do you do that? You have to pray. You don't believe in God, that's you. Whatever works for you to get the right people on your team, do it. Okay? So that's what I wanted to tell you. So needs, wants, adds, and subtracts. All right. Be sure to continue to uplift your family and friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freedolove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. In addition to that, gospel artists, anyone with a positive message, please be sure to email me if you want a radio interview at emonya_love@yahoo.com. Once again, that is emonya_love@yahoo.com. Be sure to email me. On Thursday, God's will, we're going to have a police officer who we're going to interview. I received a radio pitch, and this particular police officer is going to speak about, in other words, the right to carry and how it impacts the police officer. When we talk about those particular elements, we want to see how the right to carry and those things affect police officers. And so please join me on Thursday. I'm waiting for the confirmation time, but join me on Thursday, and you will be able to hear that. It's part of the message is about armed citizens shoot robbers at fast food restaurant, killing one suspect, wounding a second. And the police officer speaks about the thin blue line being stretched then, and does an armed citizenry help or hinder law enforcement? And so we'll have a policeman answer those questions, and you will obtain some knowledge. This is part of just the history and understanding educational public relationships and things like that. We talk about the police force, and we talk about how many things that are passed, many laws that are passed affect our country. And so with this, it's very important to understand that we all need to feel safe. We all need to be protected. And so he's going to come on and speak about some of those great things so that you can obtain some knowledge, okay? Be sure to continue to pray for each and every person in this world. Pray for yourself. Pray for those you know, those you do not know. Pray for the bereaved families. Pray for those who ask for prayer. Pray for our schools, our administrators, our teachers, our students. Just pray for each and every person. It's very important that we pray. When we get up in the morning, many of you, you know, you believe in prayer. Some of you may not, but I do, just as I do believe in angels. I want you to, for those of you who, you know, believe in prayer, I want you to pray for your child before they go to school. Pray for them that they do well. Pray for them that they prosper. Pray for them that they be respectful. Pray for administrators, teachers. Pray for just everyone. It's very important when you go on your job, whatever that is, you know, whether you're a beautician, lawyer, doctor, just pray for your well-being. Pray for your safety. Pray for your organization. It's very important. If everyone would start praying and everyone would think and everyone would be slow to react, and when I say slow to react, I mean as far as temperament, then the world would be better. You know, the world would be a better place. I'm very proud to say that, you know, pretty much in the U.S. has been pretty peaceful. We pray that it remains that way. We know that God has really blessed us. There are many different things such as COVID that's stressful for schools, it's stressful for the community, it's stressful for people. And we just pray that thing away. We pray that God will continue to just protect us and keep us, and we pray that God would just, I mean, just bless us, you know. And we thank God for vaccinations. We thank God for just blessing us to be able to wear a mask, you know. any time that you can protect yourself, it's a good thing, you know. And so we just pray unto God, and I want to thank each and every one of you for listening to this radio show. I have over 1,000 people on, and I have my family on, and I've connected with some of my other family members, and I want to tell you to continue to let your friends and other family members know about the Afrita Love Show, where Jesus shines with love. And once again, if you are an author, radio host, actor, actress, musician, anyone with a positive message, you can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. I would love to have you on this particular show. Remember that we'll have a police officer on Thursday. I'm looking forward to that. And I just want you to just understand and know that God loves you, and so do I. And remember to add and subtract those particular things out of your life. I know for those of you who just started that it is hard. It's extremely hard to subtract some things, but you have to. I know that you love, 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 but sometimes you have to let go, right? And there's nothing wrong with saying goodbye. You know, every book has a beginning and end. Life has a beginning and end. And sometimes the season of people have a beginning and end. And there are some people that you will keep for the rest of your life on your team, right? So just make sure that you continue to pray to God and just continue to be what God would have you to be. So I really appreciate each and every one of you. I thank each and every one of you for just supporting. I want to refer you to our family page. And so those of you who are new, yes, ma'am, those of you who are new, you're not new family members, but you're new to this show, go to our family page, and I want you to check out the newsletter. There are many different great things happening. One thing that I want to say is our little cousin here in Dallas, Texas, won first in dance. She also made the A honor roll. We have a cousin who won a poetry contest. We have a cousin who passed her certification test. We have a cousin who is, they had some type of competition. Please send me the details on that competition. It was a music competition, and she won first place. So we have many different great things going on, and God is doing great things, and I want you to keep it up. Remember, you know, I tell all of my family members who are children, I tell you all, you know, at school, be respectful. Be respectful, and you are. But I want to remind you to be respectful at all times to your teachers. Do what they asked you to do. When you go into the classroom, your job is not to be a comedian. Your job is not to be grown. Your job is to sit and listen and also participate. It does not mean be off task. You represent our family. You represent what we taught you. You represent your parents, who are also related. Okay? So when you go to school, it's very important. Not only do you make our lives simpler, which means your family, because we don't have to receive calls or come up, but you also make your life easier because you're learning, right? And you can remain in the correct grade, and then your teacher's life because they can teach. That is their job, okay? So we're not going to contribute to anything that would be a distraction. I want you to remember to be respectful. Be honest and be great. I tell you that all the time. I tell you at family reunions. I tell you when I get on the radio. I tell you when we're on our Zoom. I want you guys to be great. Make good grades. You're all smart. You're all wise. You are talented. You are in different things. You're in dance. You're in band. You name it, you're in it. You set the standard. And that includes all of you. And I know that you're listening because I see you on my, you text me. Your parents text me. And they ask me to reiterate this. OK? okay? You go to school to learn. No one should have to tell you twice to do anything. No one should have to call for misbehavior. You shouldn't be going into the office for discipline. None of you ride the bus. Your parents all take you. That's great. If you did, your job on the bus is to sit there. You can talk to your friends or whatever you have to do. Get off the bus. There's no back talking. There's no throwing paper on the bus, throwing fits. When I was on the bus, you know what I did? I read or I did my homework so I wouldn't have to do it when I came home. Now, the bus ride may be, you know, or the car ride may be, you know, short, but you can get something done besides be a clown or a comedian, right? So at the end of the year, when you invite me to your awards ceremony, I want you to be in the number of good attendance, good behavior, good grades, period. Why? Because you're part of the family. And why? Because that's what we expect. And why? Because that's how you were trained. Your choices, no one is responsible but you. We're not going to blame the teachers. We're not going to blame administrators. We're going to come straight to you. They cannot make you do anything. When you go to school, you act how you want to act, but then you have to, whether good or bad, there's consequences. You act good, you get good consequences. You don't, it's the other way around. It's nobody's fault. You take responsibility, and you do your work, period. I don't want my cousins calling, because we all have family chat, saying that one of our little cousins was in somebody's office. And we haven't did that this year, and we're not going to start. You know how to act, and we're not blaming anyone. You are responsible for your actions. Make life easier for your family, for us. Make life easier for you so that you can become educated as you are and attend the college or whatever you want to do after high school, and don't make these teachers' jobs rough. Okay? Because when it's time for scholarships and things like that, you can't blame your teacher. Well, no. Either you're going to get the scholarship or either you're not. And so with that being said, okay, I have that newsletter out, and I see all of my little cousins' names on there for great things, right? And that's how I want it to remain. They told me to reiterate that. It is nothing specific to any family member, because I know you all are listening. No one, and we're not going to blame anybody, can make you act up. You have a choice. You have an option. Do not provoke, right? Which means that when you speak positive things, no type of language, foreign language, all that other language should be coming out of your mouth. All right? None of that. You go to school, and you do what you're supposed to. If you have free time, which you shouldn't, but most of you finish, some of you in GT, you finish early, read a book, write a book, draw a picture for a book. By all means, do that rather than sit there and talk or get in trouble, period. That's what school is. School is education. You take advantage of education, and many students do not, but you will. Your parents told me, because we're all family, you will do as we did, which was go to school and do what we're supposed to, and we graduated, and you will do the same thing. You will follow our lead, and we will not have it any other way, period. Okay. So I'm glad everyone understands that, because every time I get on this radio station, I'm going to reiterate it, because I'm looking at this newsletter, and it's nothing but good things. You're playing schedules, I'll come. watch some of your games. Some of you are in Dallas. On weekends you have tournaments. I will try to be there. But I'm not driving to Dallas and Monday or something you got in trouble and, okay, you're playing in a tournament. No. And none of you have, but I'm just saying. I want you to be role models and leaders. I want you to make that principal job easy, the assistant principal job easy, and the teacher's job. That means that you go to school, do your work, and that's it. Period. And make your job easy and increase your knowledge. Because every time there's a distraction, you are losing minutes off of instruction that you're going to need for college. You say, well, I'm in first grade. You're in first grade, yes. But we're ready for college. And even if you're not, every minute of instruction is needed for you to be successful in school, period, point blank. And so you will get this. I had a request. You will get this, a little spiel or speech or sermon, whatever you want to call it, every time I get on the radio station, at least once a week. Not every day, once a week. Because that's the expectation that our family has. We don't make life hard for teachers. We don't make life hard for administrators. We don't make life hard for your parents. And you definitely don't make life hard for yourself. It's simple. Get out of the car, go in the classroom, wherever, and do your work. That's it. It's not hard. We make this so hard. Just do your work. Do what you're supposed to do. Do not provoke anyone. Do not let anyone provoke you. Period. And you'll be fine. Okay? So I want, and with that, I want to say that I'm very proud of each and every one of you. You are representing our family very well, and I appreciate that. I appreciate that. Okay? So I want you to remember that. When you go to school, the harder you make it for your teacher and administrator, the harder it's going to be at home, which means that you're going to be reading. And we're going to take some things away, skating, all those trips and, you know, having those family parties. And, you know, when I come up, right, going to get cooked, all that's going to be gone. Okay? So remember, every time you go to school, I want it easy for you. I want it easy for that teacher and administrator. Period. I told y'all about boxing. I started that class just for you because I know that you like, you're very athletic, you're sports-minded, plus some of you are trying to obtain scholarships. None of you are fighters, and that's good. And you're not going to become fighters. You're going to, if we're going to box, we're going to box for your athletic scholarship. We're going to box for energy and health. That's it. I'm just reminding you because I know that we get caught up with our friends and it's like, yay, we can do whatever. And you forget that you have a family at home who cares and a family at home who expects you to maintain our name and our character, period. Don't forget that. Don't forget your family tree. That's all I'm going to say. Right, Annie? She put it in the chat. It's like 100 people. Yep. You see all those people in the chat? That's what we mean. I just had to remind you, and I'll remind you once a week. We don't make it hard, right? You didn't grow up like that, and I don't care, you know, you're in private schools, and I know we're in all these type of schools, but we're not making it hard for anybody, and you're definitely not making it hard for yourself, okay? All right. So I need schedules for your games. Some of your games I'll be able to attend. And we text, just know that all of us, we're on a family text, and it's several of us who text each other every day. I say, we need a report. Everybody's child, we need a report. And I see nothing but great, 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 all the way down. And that's how I expect it to be because I know that we're entering, like, second 6 weeks and so on, and you get a little comfortable. We're not getting comfortable. It's the same thing as the first day of school. It's the same pep talk that I gave all of you when we was at the reunion. It's the same thing. Nothing has changed. And I'm on national radio, and I'm talking to my family. I'm talking to the kids, the students, and my family. because I want you to understand. Because I know that y'all listen to this, and I know y'all watch my YouTube videos. And so that's how I get the message to you. Clear, simple, and plain. Every day is going to be like the first day that I spoke to you about our expectations that you do when you go to school. It doesn't matter what's happening around you. You are going to do well. You're going to be well. I don't care if you're 6'3". You're going to say yes, ma'am, no, ma'am, yes, sir, no, sir to the teachers. You're not going to cause any disruptions in his or her class, period. Don't care if you're the big man on campus or not. Okay? Because that's what we expect. And I know, now we have one here who, he said he's going to the NBA, but he's going to play for it. He already got recruited, and we'll talk about that later. And with that recruitment, I'm just going to tell you, okay, with that recruitment, they're watching your behavior and they're watching your grades. You're going to have to keep it up, period. So, once again, those things that you add and subtract, those things that's not going to be beneficial, right, you got to get rid of them quick since you already have prospects. That's what they're watching. So don't get big-headed. Oh, yeah, you know, it's like 10 colleges watching me. And don't get big-headed. Just understand that that's prospects. And with that, they want to know your behavior as well as your grades. Your grades is most important. Your character is most important. Stay out of the office. You haven't been in the office, stay out of it. You're very popular now. You're telling me, you know, I'm very popular. You was already popular, but don't let that go to your head, period. Because you won't be going anywhere. You'll be looking upside my head. Coming to Waco. Coming to Waco with you, cuz, okay. Well, we're going to come to Waco. I'm going to have to roll you into college. You're not going to go to the college of your choice. You're going to go to the one I select for you, and I know you don't want that. So, with that being said, I know that we're getting closer and closer. You know, you're getting comfortable. You know your teachers a little bit. You know your friends. You know the area. Do not, and I'm telling you, make it hard for the teachers, administrators, yourself, and your family. Because once something occurs, then it's going to get back to all of us. And it's not going to be good. All that Saturday stuff, skating and all that, and going to these games, and, you know, buying tickets for the family to go to these professional, all that's out. That's going to be cut out, period. It's going to be cut out. So I'm telling you now. All right, so with that being said, and that was a sermon within itself, but, you know, we'll have that once a week. With that being said, I want you to continue to keep your list. Once again, if you want to be on this national ministry, it's EMONYA_love@yahoo.com. On Thursday, we do have an interview with the police officer. And then on, and it's on the community as it relates to, you know, just the safety of the community. And then tomorrow we're going to have a book study on spirituality. Then on Wednesday is our prayer night. Thursday is that interview. Friday is our music. And then Saturday we catch back up with some of the shows that we may have missed this week. All right? So if someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifts you up because God is love. Until next time, which is tomorrow, be sure to take care of yourselves and each other. This is your host, Dr. Afrida Love. Thank you.